interesting to some of you, and you don't have to be on board with that. But like, I love putting rose and frankincense together. And to me, they feel like both mother, father, or like, you know, love, protection, both at the same time.
That is so powerful.
Yeah, for me.
Two greats. Well, we've got lots of love coming in from Facebook Live.
Yeah. We've
got Cindy from Montana. We've got Tiffany from Hesperia, California. Marge from Terrace, BC. So welcome, welcome.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. If you're just joining us on Facebook Live, we're also sharing. We have an awesome chat box this morning of all, like, what products are you using a lot for right now? Using right now, and you know, maybe what you're diffusing. I've been diffusing every night in my bedroom. I've been diffusing as I go to sleep On Guard, frankincense, rosemary, and copaiba, which might sound like quite an interesting blend altogether. But all the intention of that, right, is the On Guard and the frankincense feel very protective and healthy. Copaiba is calming, and rosemary. There was something I read about, like, rosemary cleans out, like think about cleaning out the airways and cleaning out your space. And then truthfully, you guys, at night, as I'm going my living room and my kitchen, I'm diffusing, you know, so I have three diffusers going for about 4 to 5 hours when I go to bed at night, and I'm diffusing On Guard, Purify, and Litsia in my kitchen and my living room, right? Wow. Kind of through the night. And it's just like, we're just always moving, putting good stuff in the air, right? Good things. So whatever you're loving. And I'm definitely taking, of course, my LLV plus my additional supplements. I'm a big supplement fan, period. And really, you know, being mindful of that and all the good things.
Amen. I'm especially hearing from people how much the adaptive gel caps are serving during these times of uncertainty, just kind of leveling out the curve, right, of emotions. So love adaptive in all its forms.
Yeah. I'm loving this chat box. I'm getting some good ideas of just what people are diffusing and what they're taking. Yeah, I also got that new, the Palmarosa. That's really beautiful. Really beautiful. I love that. Anything we can do, I think, just to influence our bodies and our minds and our homes for the positive is just so good to do, right? And so is there something that you do that helps you think of, you know, like taking your supplements or utilizing your diffuser? I remember seeing one of our doTERRA friends keeping a carafe of water next to her diffuser regularly that just helped her remind it, or even keeping your bottles obviously right there, you know, just different things like that that you can be utilizing. So
good. We are perfectly supported is another one of the mantras we're going to.
Yes.
On the regular.
So true.
In the chat, Katie is saying, I missed a day of adaptive gel cap and my hubby strongly suggested I not do it again.
Have you seen that video? Sorry, I just had to plug my laptop in. I didn't realize my power cord wasn't connected. But have you guys seen that meme going around where there's this gentleman and you can hear this voice that says, option A is you can be, you know, quarantined with your wife and child and immediately without hearing what even option B is. He's like, option B. And it's just, you know, just the awareness that, you know, for all of us, again, I hope, you know, the conversation of self-care and can I just lead out with a thought on that, Andy? Would that be all right?
Yeah, go for it.
You know, y'all know me as like the self-care queen anyways. Like, I'm always preaching that and always a big believer because I know the universal law that everything is energy. And so when we study and look at, okay, if everything's energy, how we influence energy. And self-care is the way, like every human, regardless of the season we're in, would likely say, yes, I'd like more self-confidence, more sense of self-peace, inner peace, you know, self-trust and all of that. Well, self-care is the highway in, right? It's the way that we help, you know, move ourselves into a higher vibration and into some of those core feelings. And it's just the experience where, you know, it's not, again, new, but One particular thing that I've asked of my coaching clients and I've asked of myself, right? Because when I'm not living what I'm about to tell you, it is a night and day difference, right? A very noticeable difference. I'm asking that y'all bookend your day with intention, that you start and end your day with nourishing activities, right? And so even if, you know, you've heard me likely talk about a lot a morning ritual, that the way you start your day shapes your day, right? And to start your day with intention to nourish your mind, to nourish your body, your spirit, but to be into that with yourself really makes a difference. Well, also the same thing, loves, is I want you to see each of you as grown adults, just like you would a 6 or 7 year old, you know, or 5 year old, how you would put a 5 year old or a 6 year old to bed with a lot of intention. You know, maybe they get their, you know, thing, brush their teeth, they get a story, you know, all the love and so forth, but it's to have an evening ritual. So in other words, bookending your day with nourishing activities. Is that way we don't want to start our day or end our day on our technology, in the news, in social media. Yes, do we want to be informed right now? Of course. Or connected and social is a big way, or our technology or texts and things is a big way to do that, for sure. But starting and ending our day that way can be really big sources potentially of depletion, right? Sometimes they can build us up, but it's a big risk right now of whatever you're going to see when you log on and what's out there and so forth. So it's just being mindful. I've asked my clients to pinky swear, right? I'm going to ask that you do the same. It's like, hey, pinky swear that you will start and end your day with intention. And again, that can be, you know, 10 to 20 to 30 minutes, but at night, I'd like you to be off your technology, ideally 2 hours before you go to bed. That might be a really big stretch. So maybe, but minimal, we say 30 minutes, right? Is that you take some time, maybe you do a hot soak, have a warm cup of tea, do some yoga poses, you know, some gratitude journaling, some reading, prayer, meditation, whatever, but that nourishes you and is a more grounding activity. Then we move into sleep. Same thing as the way that you're starting your day. Don't start your day on your technology. I just promise. It's just, I would say that all year round. I would say that in any season, no matter what is, but especially right now, it's like, you got to see my friend, Trent Shelton. He's an amazing teacher on self-worth as well. A former NFL player, has great content he puts out on social media. He calls this, he has this phrase where he says, protect your peace. You know, and I want you to think intentionally about your peace and like, am I doing my part, at least in, you know, working on protecting that peace where I'm nourishing my body, my mind, my heart and spirit. Now, some of you have, there's a free mini course, and by course, it's a couple of worksheets, but it's an awesome guide called the Self-Care Guide. It's totally free. You can download it off my website at tiffanyspeaks.com under free resources. And there's a whole grid worksheet. Now, some of my clients will print that off and use that week in and week out as they're setting their goals. They use it as a template. But even it, like just for right now and say the next 30 days, you know, or even the next 7 days, is to go through that worksheet and just identify body, mind, heart, and spirit, the activities you're going to do that will help nourish you and support you. So I just wanted to lead out with that. It's just for all of us, right, as we're all aware of energy, we're all energetic beings, we're all sensitive to it, you know, and there's different ways we can be intentional about how we're navigating. And I absolutely know that, right, that bookending of our day, morning and night, makes a difference. So that's what I wanted to lead out with. Anyone have thoughts, comments, questions about that? Or Andy, anything you want to add to that? How are you protecting your peace right now, Sir, Mr. Goddard? Like, what are you working on?
Let me just add an amen from Facebook. Haley is saying, the number one thing that changed my business is self-care. Thank you, Tiffany, for your continued reminders and the importance of self-care.
Love you, Haley.
So, amen and hallelujah. I loved how somebody said that. They said, you know, what would it look like if you cared for yourself as if you were someone you love? And I just think that's so powerful. Like, if we think about the way we love on our kiddos or a pet or even a place, you know, like the way we care for our home, like if we love it, we take care of it. And And so, you know, and you've said this a million times, self-care is not, you know, every day is a spa day. Self-care means I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to treat my body and give it the things that will nourish it. And so putting ourselves dead last, you know, not nourishing with good food or good rest, like that's the basic form of self-care, is giving yourself the bottom rung of the wellness pyramid, right? Like good food, good movement, good rest. Like it's not, we're not talking about going to the massage therapist every other day. So I love that way of thinking about it, that, you know, self-care really is the best indicator of how much you love yourself. And you can't pour from an empty pitcher. So give yourself that space first so that you can go out and serve and love up the world.
Yeah. It's so true. And I think that, you know, to your point right now, it's easy to, at least I can just speak from my own experience. I feel like the energy battery can drain a little bit faster right now, right? Just because there's so much energy, and because there's so many people that we love and that we're being mindful of and protective of, and from health concerns to financial concerns to all the things, you know, there's a lot, and discerning a whole lot of, you know, stuff and adapting to change, right? Like, you know, many people have kids now at home that they're homeschooling in addition to the lives and businesses they were doing, or, you know, loneliness or all the things that we can be dealing with right now. So it's just being aware of, like, okay, and just being gentle with yourselves. I think one thing that, it's nothing that big of a deal. It's just that, you know, to each their own, is to honor what's best for you. I truly believe that you're your own best life coach and what you need right now. And so tuning in, there's a podcast I did months ago talking about my favorite self-care question. And that question is, what do you need, sweetheart? That you model that for yourself and you ask yourself, what do you need, sweetheart? And I love the little affectionate term, sweetheart. And I know that might be interesting for some of you, but it's to tune into what you need. And if right now you're feeling especially creative and productive and you're like, I'm going to deep clean my whole house while we're kind of hanging home, or I'm going to, you know, work on a creative project or write that book or do this thing, awesome. But if you're also saying, hey, we're just trying to adapt right now to having 5 kids at home or 2 kids at home or adjusting from working from home. Some of you were, you know, going into an office each day, or, you know, you're caring for a loved one. There's all kinds of things we're all integrating right now. And I've seen online in a few places, and this isn't meant to be anything other than an acknowledgement, I've seen what you could even feel like productivity shame out there. And so that's why I was like, do I say that? Do I not say that? Where for me, you know, there's a handful of posts and things I've seen from different thought leaders that are all about, hey, this is the season to really, you know, be super productive and maybe write that book and, you know, get this thing done and so forth. And again, if that speaks to you and you'll know, then honor that. But if right now you're like, hey, the fact we're all getting out of bed, we have pants on, we're homeschooling, everyone's fed, and no one's blowing up the house right now, and that's your, like, hey, that's good enough, right? So to each person's navigating, I was listening to this awesome podcast a few days ago, that even though we're all in the same storm, which bonds us, we're all experiencing different things in the storm, right? Like, again, having all of a sudden 4 or 5, you know, any of your children that are home and you're not used to that and you're used to running a full-time business, you know, that's a disruption and an adaptation. And even though you're like, okay, all the feels, or, you know, some people have lost their jobs right now, or you're concerned about someone in your life, or, you know, there's just a lot. And so just a lot of love and gentleness for yourself, okay, is do what's right for you. If you're saying yes, right now you're like, I've felt, for me, all the feels, right, from feeling the peace and the gratitude to the angst and the anxiety. It just matters that, like, you take really good care of yourselves right now and honor what's right for you. That's what I want.
Amen and hallelujah.
Yeah.
And speaking of shame, Brené Brown has an amazing new podcast that she just launched. Do you remember what it's called, Tiffany?
I don't, but I sure like her.
She is just, wow. Love that queen. So go check out that if you want to do a deep dive into the current environment and how shame is playing into that, because it's real. It's the same storm, let's use this as a chance to unite us, not divide us.
Yeah. Well, I think, again, it's just allowing, and there's nothing wrong with sharing, quotes about, like, how, you know, Isaac Newton created this in isolation or this amazing artwork or this thing, and I love that, and that may happen for you. But also, again, there's no need for any kind of comparison or push or pressure or judgment or shame about how you're navigating right now. There just is no need for it. And so, you know, I just had read a post or two in the last week where it's like, this season really defines who you are, and, you know, it's this, or you got to be, you know, and it's like, hey, you know what? Everyone's dealing with all various things.
Yeah.
And trying to, like, put on people that you're an this has to be the most productive season of your life. Saying that to someone who's now got 4 kids at home, and or saying that to someone who's, you know, one of their family members is sick, like, and really struggling, not needed.
Yep.
So
it all goes back to the comparison game, right? Like, just not useful to compare your angle of the storm with somebody else's. Like, it's, we've all got different vantage points, and let's honor our own.
Yeah. And again, like, it's also not to say there's also no shame that if, like, right now you're like, actually, I've been waiting for this downtime and now I'm getting all these projects done. Awesome. Like, there's just no shame either way. It's like, just being what's right for you and what's needed for you is the right thing. I just don't think there's, like, one line of advice right now that's going to fit all of us, because each person's circumstances are different.
Yeah. Which is all the more reason to maybe avoid social media, because I don't know of a better place to go into comparison than social media, right? Like,
no, that's so true. I just know, like, there's certain things that are eternal, right?
Yeah. Or
universal principles, like love and kindness will always be valuable. Just like from a sales perspective or a business, you're always going to be in the people business, and nourishing your relationships will always be valuable. And doing that now, like, as you can, like, in reaching out and so forth. But, like, I just know love is the right answer. Like, just love more. Love yourselves more, love others more. And part of that is loving is acceptance, that people get to navigate this and do it of what they need and where they're at and their particular circumstances, you know?
So. Amen.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yummy. Good share. Thank you, Tiff. That was amazing. So we've got a question here from Melinda. She says, with all the economic turmoil, how do we go about doing doTERRA when people say, I can't spend anything now due to the uncertainty? I'll lead out and then love to hear your thoughts, Tiff. I would just reiterate everything we've been saying, and make sure you're honoring where they are, right? Like, don't go into extra heavy sales mode and see this as a sales opportunity. Like, if that's where they are, like, we get to honor that. And so just be kind with yourself and be kind with others. Like, if they're facing tough times, I know that for me and Natalie, we've shifted into way more gifting than ever before. We had a gal down the street. She was like, hey, I ran out of Purify. How much is it? And we're like, $20. We show up at their door, we hand it to them. They don't bring out any money. And so guess what? We didn't bring it up. Like, this is not the time to bring out your commission breath. This is the time to bring out the kindness and the love. So I know that's not an option for everyone, but, like, we can all give a sample. We can all give an experience. We can all, I think, give a little bit more. So those are my first thoughts. Like, don't become this sales machine in the middle of the storm.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Steph?
Yeah, very much so. I think it's really an opportunity to show up to serve. I think it's also absolutely is like the energy and the intention, how we share that. It's also okay for us to make sales right now, of course, if those that are ready and wanting. But to this question specifically, when people are saying, I can't spend anything right now due to the uncertainty, I think that, yes, of course, we honor where they're at and so forth. Some people just may need their orders adjusted, right? They might say, hey, I mean, what we're seeing is both ends of the spectrum where some people are buying a lot more product, right? And some seeing a lot more of an increase of volume because people are saying, I want more of these products in my home. And then you're seeing on the other side, some people that are saying, you know, right now I can't afford more or need to modify that. And so if people are saying, oh, I just can't, say, okay, I would ask the question, do you want to modify your order and just get your basic essentials? Or do you want to, you know, cancel that altogether? Just wherever they're at is offering the ability to modify. But again, some people are buying more, some people are going to buy less, right? Is kind of how you're going to see that shake out a little bit based on where they're individually at and where they're navigating it, right? I think it's a great time. A few folks that I've been connecting with, of course, you know, within doTERRA regularly, it's really a great time to be educating, right? And let me have you think about, I want you to think about educating heavily around immunity, of course, the natural, but also educating around sleep and stress, right? And even if to you, it might sound so basic, like some of you have been doing this business for years and you're like, it would maybe feel a little bit weird to go back to your social media and talk about the benefits of lavender, right? But love's like, as basic as it might sound, like lavender, I'm so grateful for lavender or the essential oil of balance, right? Let alone Copaiba and Adaptive and so forth. But even a basic bottle of lavender and teaching people on your social or individually or one-on-one, you know, reminding them and sharing with them what it is that they have in their toolbox already, and education right now, and using this time to really educate people. Again, immunity, sleep, stress, and talking about the oils, that how they've helped you and they help your family and what you're diffusing, and sharing that with people. And the education always leads to, I believe, more conversion, more purchasing, because when people have an awareness of, oh, it doesn't just smell nice, man, that can help me with my stress or my sleep, or, you know, gosh, I didn't know clove oil or, you know, black pepper or this oil or whatever the oil might be, that we're able to utilize this time with a lot of education. And so directly to this question, you know, again, I think Andy's great point, we meet them where they're at and navigate from there.
So it was Melinda who asked this question. She's actually just joined us live. So Melinda, if you want to unmute yourself, I'd love to hear how this is landing. And
good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. I actually, you know, I'm a full-time accounting person until Friday, but I've always complained for 5 years about how I never have enough time for doTERRA. And to me, I looked at this as a perfect opportunity. A layoff, yay, now I can focus on maybe finally making a good business with doTERRA. So, and I've got other people who also were laid off. And so I reached out to them as a leader. And I said, so now we all have time to do this. And I've got people that don't even respond. And I'm like, why wouldn't you take advantage of this opportunity to build doTERRA? And of course, Tiffany's given me some great ideas. I do need to make lists. I need to make doTERRA my priority in the morning to do well. But I'm fearful that people are going to say, I don't know if I can spend any money due to the economy and blah, blah, blah. So. Did you catch all that?
Yeah. So I hear you. It sounds like your heart is feeling called to really use doTERRA as a vehicle to serve more, to connect with more people, I would just invite you to take a look at that belief. You know, when you say, I'm worried that people are going to say, I can't afford it due to the economic uncertainty right now. I would just, you know, say, is that true? And ask yourself, is that something I'm creating? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, do I have, I mean, every person has their own economy, right? And so yeah. For you to speak truth into their reality is just that. It's not their reality. So I would hold space. First of all, I would focus on education, like Tiffany's been saying, right? This is the time to dive deep and dig in your heels on education. Like, this is what people are starving for, is how do I find solutions to these really basic needs? And so if your focus is there, then they will see the value. And so the no's will become yeses, and the people who didn't see the value or know the value will start to see it.
And by education, do you mean self-education or educating the people out there?
Educating your tribe. This is when your community gets to see you as a leader in this space of health and wellness, as a solutions provider when it comes to, you know, how do I sleep better when the world is, you know, looks like it's falling apart? How do I protect my immune system? How do I, like, this is the time to be that voice of certainty.
I love it.
For your friends.
And I just think, you know, again, for all of us, I think the more that we can, as we've already been talking about this morning, protect your peace. And I just want to elaborate to say the more that we can just all be intentional. You don't have to be perfect at this, okay? It's not about perfect, but it's about commitment. Is we just want to be in the love zone, right? We want to be in the good flow. And just that means, and praying, you know, I'm a big believer in prayer. Always been a big part of my life. I know not all of you might say prayer, but maybe say intention, right? But prayer or intention is say the clear prayers or set the clear intentions that I'm going to be a vessel of love and light in this season and always, ideally, but very intentional about this right now. And that, and however, and meeting people where they're at, like Elizabeth is saying in the chat box, for some people, the current situation is paralyzing and trying to survive. Some people are in a thrive situation and everyone's just in a different spot. And so we can increase our compassion and our humanity to just hold that space, but that we're like, hey, you know, that through these conversations, when we're navigating with people, our energy will be felt so much more profoundly than any of our words. So it's not about always getting the exact scripting right, right? Although I teach some degrees of scripting and question-based selling, it's really about having what kind of heart and energy is behind it. Always, always, always our most profound or influential marketing strategy is a four-letter word, C-A-R-E, right? Is that we show up to care and that we just work on keeping our energy in the same place. And even though we might be like, hey, our mindset might be, this is totally the time that we help grow and share our business. Well, some people might not be in that space and we can just love them through that. And they might shift that, they may not. But I think showing up in that way that we're like, hey, out of the judgment, in the love, and asking good questions, and again, meeting people where they're at, I think is going to be your go-to. I will say this, loves. I think right now, like for me in the last, you know, week, 10 days and so forth, that we've been really kind of in this experience. I mean, it's been longer, but in terms of where it really started to shift here in the United States, or at least in my consciousness, or my circle of friendships and relationships, you know, certain people that have reached out to me during this time who've just reached out to check in on me. How are you doing? How are you navigating? How are you feeling? Are you okay? And these are people like, that was a massive deposit in our relationship. And I'll always remember that, right? Like, so right now it's just like, who do I need to, maybe you all set a goal that, and again, whatever works for you based on circumstances, maybe it's five people a week, maybe it's five people a day, that you're going to choose to reach out to and just check in with and nourish, and how are you doing, and how's your family, and is there anything I can do to support you, or here's a podcast I listened to that, or a meditation that really nourished me and supported me, and just checking in with your people and loving on them. I got sent a meditation over the end of last week, and I listened to it Monday, and then I sent it off to different individuals and friends and groups of friends, because it really blessed me and brought peace and calm. It was like, hey, I'm thinking about y'all. Here's something that supported me, and I'd love to share it with you. You know, there's different ways, but right now is we're always in the people business, but especially is like reaching out. And then as you're dialoguing, you absolutely can check in with them and saying, just so you know, the On Guard hand spray is back in stock, or do you need any products right now? And whether we help them, whether that's with their order or to Andy's point, we're gifting some, you know, it's just being conscious of that. But man, I'll tell you, the people that have been reaching out to me, you know, it's again, we're all in unique circumstances. I'm single, I live alone. And that usually is great for me, right? Because I usually have a really full life, social-wise and business-wise. And I love the sanctuary of my own home. Now I'm still having my mom come to my house and we're still seeing each other. But for right now in that situation, because my two other siblings, they still have jobs that work with an interface public, they're not seeing her right now, and we're keeping her in a protected space. And so, you know, sometimes for me, that loneliness can really kick in. That's just being honest. A lot of alone time. And I've been getting out occasionally, and I'm getting out every day, no matter what. I'm getting to the park or going for a walk or run. But, you know, sometimes I'm meeting up with a friend on a trail or at a park, of course, you know, distance apart. There's no hugging and all that. It's just like, good to see you. And we're just, you know, I'm managing my own things. But the reality that having certain friends check in with me and just saying, how are you? And are you doing well? And I mean, we have plenty of food and essentials, things in that way. But we all just have different needs. And then some of my mama friends who are like losing their minds right now because all of a sudden they have 3 or 4 kids home and different schools and coordinating. And, you know, everyone's just in their own thing, and not one is, you know, worse or more than another. There's no comparison to that. It's just having empathy for all of us, wherever we might be. But again, to the people that are reaching out and checking in with me, that goes a long way for me. And then I'm conscious to do the same, like, how are you doing? And Zooms and friendships and conversations. And, you know, I just think right now we really dial up the care or the connecting, and we dial up the education. I'm saying you guys all have so much, so many tools to educate people with, and saying, oh, I'm loving this Align oil or Anchor or Balance, or again, come back to basics. You know, teach people about lavender, lemon, and peppermint, and of course, On Guard, you know, and then beyond that, you can talk about blends. So anyway, I've said a whole lot. I just think that we get to really right now is show up. It's not about hiding right now, right? But it's about sharing and educating a lot right now will make such a difference.
And, you know, you made me think of the idea too, that I could almost do a DIY spray, right? And almost do a workshop. Yeah. Like if I did it on my patio and I did it on separate tables so that I wouldn't be close to people. But
yeah,
is it even worth it with the social distancing?
Well, what if you did a DIY online?
Yeah, do it.
Well, but the idea is, unfortunately, because people can't find this stuff on the shelves, this way they would actually be able to get it in their hands. I mean, I could do it online, but people don't have materials, right?
Or maybe you do a drop-off. One of the things I love that Haley shared on Facebook, she says, locally we've been making and giving hand sanitizer for our cashiers. So awesome. Have y'all been like so appreciative of cashiers right now and people working in stores? I mean, it's just amazing how when life shifts you, you get the perspective of gratitude, like mind blowing. But I love, she's saying we're making and giving hand sanitizer for our cashiers and delivery people. No strings attached. Right? And you might have your label on there that's got your number. Like if they contact you or your website, I think that's just fine that there's a label on that hand sanitizer or your DIY projects, but you can put them in the mail, you can leave them on someone's porch, right? So we're still kind of honoring that distance, but again, the label can have your contact info for for sure, because then they know how to get a hold of you if they're like, thank you, we want more. But yeah, we're, you know, there's always a spiritual economy happening. God's economy is service, always is, right? It's like, we call it,
yes, charity, ma'am.
You call it service, you call it love, right? It's the highest vibration is like, that's always the spiritual economy. And so choosing in at whatever level you can support that, right? For some of you, you're in whatever, you know, whatever position you're in, but getting in that energy zone will help each of you as well. Like, that is so wise. So I love that you all are doing that. But yeah, I love the porch pickup, the DIY, the deliver, the mail, things of that nature. I think right now, again, is if you want to be the standout, it's totally, it's like, I'm going to up my love, right? Is that's what I'm calling it, up the love, hashtag that, my friends, up the love. And, you know, I have a gift that's coming this week as well. My team's just been putting together that you'll see hit social, my email list, that's truly no strings attached. It's just putting a lot of light and love in the world, is we're going to gift the last 4 years of my gratitude series. So that's like a $200 amount of content of past interviews with amazing people talking about gratitude and generosity that we're going to be putting out there. And I want y'all to take advantage of that. Again, there's no strings attached, just the email comes to your inbox and you can plug into that content as a way to really just, again, higher vibration and things like that. But however you do it, I love, like, Haley, of course you're leading that. Haley is this always such a love, guys. Like, follow this woman, find her on social, Haley Bomsbarger, right? Which I love her name. And it's always, she's saved as Haley B in my phone, even though I know how to spell her last name, but it's Haley Bomsbarger. But yeah, she's always doing gifts and kindness, and she always shows up for me. Like, she's someone who is always, you know, for me. And this is just who she is, right? She's going to be so uncomfortable that I'm saying this, but it just is modeling that, is finding the way that you go, okay, maybe you don't have all the ingredients to make hand sanitizer, but, you know, I saw some of you gifting some of your doTERRA cleaner concentrate to others, you know, and helping them have access to that. Or, you know, maybe it's lavender. You send out some mini bottles of, like, I would love to just be part of your peace right now. Here's three ways I use lavender. You put a drop on your pillow. You can do it on your skin. You can put it in your skincare, whatever. You know, all the ways you can educate around that makes such a difference. It's like, you know, you might say, gosh, I don't have the supplies for, because to, you know, Melinda's point, like, a lot of some of the supplies of rubbing alcohol or maybe aloe vera or things are hard to find right now to make the sanitizer, but you might have like five bottles of lavender in your inventory, and you could, or even an extra bottle of lavender that you divvy up into some samples and send out to people. Yeah, Lee Copeland is asking, can we put Haley's last name on here, please? Love you, Haley.
is she gonna be okay with this?
Yeah, you can just click follow, I assume, you know? She always is and educating, and so we love you, Haley. Thank you for being a great example to
Amen.
This whole community. You guys all, you know, I'm highlighting, I'm her, but there's so many of you that I've seen have lived this same kind of energy and this mantra. Just, that's why, I mean, part of my commitment to showing up week in and week out, even after an earthquake. Is that not so crazy last week? I'm so glad we actually were meeting, though. It was really good for me to just get my mind focused somewhere else, but that with you guys, like, that I was like, all right, who's punking us right now? An earthquake in the middle of a pandemic, like, seriously. And as you all saw, like, I just had hair. I was like, I can either do my hair or get on the Zoom. I'm just gonna get on the Zoom, it's okay. And so but part of my commitment to y'all is because this community is so love-based and so good, you're all just so committed to it. Much good. I mean, the Goddards, you guys, they will never say this and share this, but behind the scenes, they are just giving away all the time, not just in the middle of crisis. They're always generous. They're always giving. I mean, wouldn't you say, I mean, that's part of what I think has helped create so much success, is because they are a conduit and a channel for so much good, that it's like, there's so much confidence that trusting them with that much, you know, that much support and success is like, they're just good with it. So they also are not going to be loving that I just said that, but it's just true. This whole community, we could just call this Team Love. I know this is Share Success. We could just say, hey, Team Love is, is meeting once again, you know?
I love it. New hashtag.
Yeah. Teach love.
And it's true. Like when I watch Natalie, she has never, when she sees a need, she never counts the cost. I never see her like doing the math, like, oh shoot, like that helichrysum or that crystal mat or that vibration plate, like never does she count the cost. It's just like, there's a need, and God's been amazingly good to us. The least I can do is pay it forward. So it's so true.
Yeah. Did everybody see the promotion that started?
Oh my goodness. Talk about a relief in the middle of chaos, right? Like 20% off all those enrollment kits. Hello. It's amazeballs. So thank you, doTERRA, for just being so incredibly responsive. Like, do you know what it takes for them to pivot and get OnGuard products back in stock with the kind of demand we're getting right now? It's just amazing. And so, yes, definitely take advantage of those discounts on the enrollment kits. That is amazing. Awesome. We've got some love over on Facebook. Up the love.
Up the love.
Lots of love for Haley over there. love team love.
Yes.
Gwen is saying, be careful. If you do have restrictions in your state about travel, take those seriously. So yeah, we're definitely not here to tell you to break state or federal laws in your giving, right? Like, please respect the laws. Thank you for that. Okay. Melinda is asking, what are your thoughts on Elise Shedevy's training? She has a lot of different trainings. So there's Back to Basics, there's the Mind-Blowing Strategies, there's the Find a Builder. That woman is maybe one of the most creative I've ever met. Like, she can literally crank out a new idea, probably five new ways to build this business every day. So Melinda's saying the 50 calls. Okay, so I think you're talking about the daily mentor calls. I'm hearing lots of people who are plugging into that, and they love the way they can go back and listen to the audios and follow the scripts. And Karen's asking who. Her name is Elise Shedevy. It looks like that comment was just in the panelists, so I'll paste it in the to everybody. So if you find value there, I say run with it. I think the main thing is to find a system that you can run with for 2 to 5 years and stick with it. And that's, I think that's the most important thing. So I personally haven't listened to them yet. I mean, I've listened to some, but not all of them. So I really can't speak to it as an expert of any kind. On Facebook, Mary is saying, upping your education, be sure to stay compliant. Amen to that. Anita is saying, it is touchy right now as far as sampling. So yeah, just be smart. I mean, social distancing is a real need right now. So let's be wise when it comes to all things, not just doTERRA, but let's be wise. Sharon is raising her hand. So let's bring Sharon on as a, okay, Sharon, we have you on live. Can you hear us? Sharon, can you hear us? Maybe she was raising her hand for something else. Elizabeth is saying, thank you for the Chris Smith trainings. Absolutely. By the way, the last one that we did with him has been posted. That's at sharesuccess.com/ready. So I'll put a link to it right here. And he'll be doing another one next Monday on how to lead in times of uncertainty. So he's bringing it, and we're super grateful. So thank you for tuning in. Let's see. Elizabeth is asking about, or Dr. Christine is asking about Zoom. I think we're on Zoom, right?
Yes.
Not quite sure. Okay. On Facebook, Denise is asking, are you aware of any trainings out there of how someone has used social media to successfully build their business? Like specifically what they have done. Again, there are so many social media trainings out there. doTERRA has one, and it's totally free. So just log into your back office, and I think you go to the Empowered Success section, and then there's a training on how to build online. So I would start with that. It's free. It'll give you the basics. The only caution I would give is social media can be kind of a distraction. If it's not already your strong suit, then I would say let it just support what you're doing already, and don't try to shift all of your focus. Obviously, in these times, we all get to up our games. I'm watching all of my kids as they're trying to do school from home. None of their teachers know how to use Zoom. So there's a little bit of comedy watching 25 kids shout at their teacher, "You're on mute, teacher. Teacher, you have to unmute yourself." It's the button in the lower left. So yeah, we all get to figure out some basics of how to continue to use our voice and share the message. I guess my only thing is building online exclusively forever, I think is really only well suited for about 5% of all builders.
Yeah.
So I've tried it myself, and I've hired experts, and I've poured tons and tons of money in. And at the end of the day, on average, you'll do about twice as much work for about half the return. Because these people are connecting with you only online, it's just harder to make a long-lasting connection, and the retention is terrible. Elizabeth is pointing out the Facebook Live that Michelle Cannon did on doTERRA's business Facebook page. That was fantastic. It's free. So definitely go follow. I think the Facebook page is called doTERRA Business US. So go check that out.
Hey, Andy, can I speak to this for a bit?
Please.
Just for a minute on social media, because, you know, there's both sides to it. It can be a distraction. It can be a builder. It's both. I think one thing that I invite you to consider is with social, again, it can be an outlet for education, and it can be connecting, but you still want to connect with people on the phone or on Zoom or in person. Right now it's less in person. So I like to think social for me a lot when people in comments or in direct messaging, they'll say certain things, is where then you could share a link or say, hey, let's schedule a time to connect and talk further. Because if you're really using, like, one of the things I love that Andy's been exposing you to with Chris Smith is the concept of story and storytelling, right? Like, what story is your brand and your business teaching? And so choosing to say, okay, I'm going to use those outlets to, you know, choose to educate or to create the connection. But then from there, thinking about it is, hey, not just giving them your doTERRA link is likely setting up a Zoom or a call. It can be a portal into a more personal connection. And to make that offer and that invitation to say, hey, for those of you that would like to learn more, you know, let's jump on it. I do a 30-minute, you know, wellness consultation for free. And you can, you know, I mean, there's ways you can use it in that way. But to his point where it can be a distraction, one of the things that I think is incredibly valuable is to time block your social media. Is when does it live in your schedule? Rather than it's just this open all the time kind of experience, is I would invite you to put your email and your social together, right? Like you get caught up on email and then you check your social or share. Another strategy too with social is to create, say, a week's worth of content. Some teachers would say, you know, do a month of content. A month always feels like too much for me, but there are many times where I will literally spend 2 hours in one time block and create my content post for the following week. And that I think is really valuable that you say, great, on Tuesday, we're talking about lavender. Wednesday, we're talking about, you know, increasing the quality of sleep or my favorite green smoothie and what products or this or that. And that you're, again, you're incorporating doTERRA. Not that every post is buy doTERRA, of course not. Or even every post is the next bottle of doTERRA. You could do that, but you can weave it into your story of wellness and health and your family, but to share in that way. But again, time block and create all your content for the following week at one time. And then you gather your images, you get your pictures, you create your captions, and you do it in one time block. And then you just have the following week, you plug that content, you know, say 3 or 4 posts a week or whatever you're up to, but that you have a more intentional way with it because it can be a great door opener. I mean, for some of us, that's how we've met or stayed connected, or how certain clients of mine have come to me is through social. But to Andy makes a really good point is like, it can just be a massive distraction. If there's no strategy or intention behind it, then we just kind of like, wait, what are we doing and what's happening? And versus, hey, this week we're really going to talk, you know, we're going to talk about sleep on one post, stress on another, and immunity. And you could repeat that week in and week out and just doing a different angle from it. So anyway, that's something that to consider is, and doTERRA does have some great free resources. Michelle Cannon definitely has some great insights on that. There's other leaders I've seen do great things with social. So I follow, you know, if there's certain leaders that you love what they're putting out and creating and kind of just seeing, oh, what, how are they modeling that and how they're weaving that in? You know, I really love how Ange Peters does her social media because she does a combo of here's my family and what matters to me and personal growth and wellness and doTERRA. Like she does a nice way of the weave of doTERRA is such a core staple of her life. And here's my life though too, where it's not her whole social media, you know, but again, she's one of many that I think do this really, really well.
I love it.
Good stuff. Any other questions? Oh, we're at time today, aren't we?
Yeah. You want to bring us home?
Yeah. I really am feeling the love vibe. Okay. What's up to love? I just really believe like when in doubt, love is the answer. When you're not in doubt, love is the answer, you know? But there's this quote by Wayne Dyer where he says, part of my morning study this morning for me, and that includes scripture study, not every single time, but often. And I was reading about service, you know, and that when you're, I was reading a scripture very specifically this morning that says, you know, when you're in the service of your fellow man, you're in the service of your God, you know, and there's a quote by Wayne Dyer where he says, your purpose will be found in service. And sometimes on these calls, we have these conversations that come up or in coaching for me with clients, group or private will come up like, what's my purpose? And sometimes we're really in this like, what's my purpose? Well, I really believe your purpose is found in service. Now, some people are real estate agents and they're serving and helping people with that transaction, or they're an architect, or they're in technology, or they're in microblading and eyebrows, right? Like all the ways and things, which I've not microbladed my eyebrows. I just was, you know, but hey, I'm open to trying new things, not right now, but in the future. But truly, it's like, you know, when you think about the heartbeat of doTERRA, gifts of the earth, is let's be gift givers. That's what you are. To be part of doTERRA means you're part of the gift. And let's give it away. Let's give, give, give. Let's serve. Let's love. Your purpose is always found in service. always. And so thinking about this in your lives, in your homes, in your friendships, in your businesses, is no one, myself included, is perfect at this, right? I'm not. But can we set that intention that it's like, let's make our intention be to love, love more right now, love ourselves, taking care of our self-care, and loving other people and sharing and leaning into that. Is I just always know that's the right answer. Love is the answer, right? I even have a tank that I wear to yoga sometimes. It says that on there, love is the answer. And I know we know that, and I know we already were feeling that maybe. It's just maybe highlighting it in that way that your purpose, my purpose, is found in service. And it will bring you so much more joy. Like, have you ever noticed, like, service and kindness and love is one of the best gifts to give away? Because as you're giving the gift, you also are receiving the gift. Like, you feel so much more love and joy yourself. Like, I know when I'm in that, it's just like such a healing balm. It's a salve to the soul. It's like, okay, I'm going to serve more. That's one of the gifts. When we look at, you know, some of you have seen years ago, and Andy, you don't need to link this in the comments unless you want to, but years ago, I did a TEDx talks called The Gifts of Adversity. And I've never like shared that link myself anywhere because it makes me vulnerable and uncomfortable. And here it comes. But it's okay. It's good. The message is good. I don't know why, but it always just made me feel like I just get a little warm about that. But it's true. The gifts of adversity. And while we don't have to love the adversity when we're in it, I believe every adversity has within it a true gift and has within it has lessons. And one of those lessons over and over again is, you know, the power of love and kindness and seeing people share and take care of each other. Like, while there's the news of hoarding, there's also the news of a lot of giving. And so, you know, it's just choosing who are you going to be right now? And who are we going to rise up? And is this tribe is Team Love. I'm not saying we have to officially change the name, but my friends, like, all of you are about the love. So I just ask him, because doTERRA again is gifts of the earth. Let's gift the love, gift the product, gift the education, right? And I just think that matters. That's what I wanted to share as we wrap up this beautiful Wednesday morning together.
Awesome. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you so much for preaching it. And that actually is why we chose the name Share Success, because that's what it means to us, is when you have success with the products, then you share it. When you have success with the business, you share it. Like, just keep sharing the love. Thank you so much for preaching it and bringing it, Tiff. And thank you all for everything you're doing in the community, everyone. This is the best community I've ever found, and so honored to be part of it with you. So keep sharing the love.
Yeah, I love you guys.